Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI and streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
Just excited to be back out there. I love football. This is what I do. So, I mean, it's been very challenging to be out for so long. But, I mean, I'm focused on here now, so not really too worried about the injury and not really going to answer no questions on that. We're focused on the Steelers. So,
what's the process been like, though? It's been since July 28th. What's that been like for you physically, maybe more so mentally, to get to this point now?
It's been hard. I mean, it's been tough, but it's part of football. Everything in football is tough. You know, it's going to test you physically. It's going to test you mentally. So, I mean, it's just a part of it.
Do you plan on playing this Sunday?
I'm focused on today.
Christian Gonzalez meeting with the local media in a scrum in the locker room for the first time in I don't even know how long. He had done one appearance on Good Morning Football, and then that yesterday. When we got off the air yesterday, Keith, it seemed to be trending in the right direction. He was going to do some limited work. He was listed as limited at practice yesterday. He spoke to the media. Vrabel said he was going to do more. It all seemed positive. And then you hear from Gonzalez there, I'm not going to answer any questions about the injury.
Great. I'll clear things up.
Which is so weird. If you yoinked a hamstring, yeah, and you had a setback, what?
It's not like a big advantage, right? It's not like these like secrets that like Bill Belichick instilled in everybody. Like, it's the most important thing to not share any kind of info. It's like, well, we know you haven't been out there. We know you haven't played. We know that yesterday, Vrabel even said you were going to practice. That was your first practice. You ended up being limited. Like, we see all that. We know it's a hamstring injury, but he doesn't want to talk about any of that. Then he's also like, we're talking about the Steelers. You're going to play on Sunday? Well, I'm talking about today. It's like, all right, dude. Like,
so, well,
now, he's not the most comfortable, as we know firsthand.
No, I mean,
he does not enjoy talking.
We could really draw a lot out of him, Keith, but not everyone's as skilled of an interviewer as you and I are.
Correct.
So we were able to get more out of him than most. But yeah, no, it's not his thing, but he didn't say
Gonzo
whether he's playing.
Is a man of few words.
I would have to agree with
probably the most accurate thing Gerard Mayo ever said.
He was on it.
So, he wouldn't answer whether he's playing or not, which makes me wonder if I was a little too positive about him just being back on the field yesterday. And second, it's just weird he won't answer questions about the injury. Like, he has to know. The backdrop to all of this.
Yeah.
People like me are wondering if it's a pseudo holdout. People are wondering if he's soft and he's not rushing back and doing everything he can to get on the field. So answer some questions. Did you have a setback?
Well,
yeah, I was coming back and I pushed it a little bit and we're just being cautious. He wouldn't even go there. He's like, I'm not going to answer any questions about that,
all right,
which he circled back to later on. But you were about to say something?
No, I was going to say, like, what is the harm in that? Like, if you want to take his side for a second and say, what's the negative if you said I had a little bit of a setback and now I'm feeling better? Like, I mean, I don't really I don't play it out.
Now opponents know, like, what, his hamstring sore?
We already knew that.
He's on the injury report. Yeah, so I'm with you. I'm just trying to play out what people would say.
I'm trying to figure that out. And
we're all snakes in the media, so don't tell us anything anyway because F the media. I mean, I don't know. Is it some of that?
Maybe,
I mean, people probably feel that way.
But it's not even that. Like, there's way more fans than there are members of the media, and fans are asking the same question. They're like, what's going on with this guy? And I think this is what Curran was trying to get at with Vrabel the other day, where he's like, hey, is there, you know, something to transparency for the player, just so like the truth is kind of out there. Now, if it's something you want to protect, that's different. But if the two things that got put out there are either he's soft or he's like holding out
he's soft, or he's a year from now. He's soft or he's selfish. One of those two.
Like, those are both awful. Like, you should both come out and be like, no. Like, I actually wanted to come back and I re-aggravated it. We want to make sure I'm good to go so it doesn't happen again. I feel like everybody moves on. right? Like, whether that's the actual truth or not, if that's what he came up with yesterday, that, yeah, I was trending towards, you know, hopefully being back for week one, pushed it a little too hard, we're being very precautious here, and now, you know, we'll see how, you can even say, like, we'll see how this week goes. Hopefully I am playing Sunday. Harmless. It's a harmless answer. I don't think Vrabel would be mad at that. I don't think the organization would be mad at that. And I think fans would be like, okay, good.
Yeah, I mean, you could also spin it positive too. Like, oh, I just wanted to get back on the field so badly and I pushed it a little too much and we were just cautious and we wanted to make sure that I didn't have any setbacks. I'm 100% when I come back healthy. Like, easy.
Because even Dan Roach, who's like one of the more positive guys in the world, is like, it's been since the end of July. Like, you've been out a while. Like, what is up with that?
And again, if I was advising Gonzalez, like, maybe the team is telling him don't say anything. Maybe. Yeah. And then I would be annoyed at that if I were Gonzalez, because there are some things he would want to clean up. Again, you just said it. Fans, media, me, are wondering if he's soft and or selfish. And so you'd want to clear that up, but he did nothing to do that. Here's another exchange on his timeline, working his way back onto the field.
Christian, you described your recovery yesterday as kind of stressful. Was any part of that it just taking longer than you expected?
I mean, like, I kind of hit on it earlier. I mean, all part of it is stressful, even if you're, you know, even if you're healthy. I mean, everything in football is a high stress business. So I mean, it's every part of it is stressful.
Did you experience any setbacks along the route?
I said I ain't speaking on that.
Okay, that by the way, we touched on that comment yesterday.
Yeah.
Hearing the full interview, that came across a little better than it did just in a stray tweet. Mm-hmm. He said at the beginning he's not going to talk about it.
Right.
I disagree with him not talking about it, but he did put that out there. So when Karen asked a direct question, I think that was Karen.
Yeah.
Asking the direct question, like, well, he goes, I already told you I'm not talking. That in full context.
Yeah, knowing that he said that.
That's not as bad as I initially thought it was yesterday.
Oh, Karen, hello.
Yeah, but it is weird to sort of pivot away from the injury thing. Be like, was this part stressful? All of it's stressful. So just like in general, it's always stressful. You're just stressed to the gills. Yep. Like, it is a high, I understand it's a high pressure job. That's why those guys are part of why they're paid so much. But he's just stressed out. But he would have been stressed out anyway. Because then he also told Good Morning Football it's been fun.
Yeah, it's fun. Fun but stressful. Okay. Fun but stressful.
All right. I just hope he's on the field. You don't need to hear any more interviews from this guy going forward.
Do you think, based on what we know now, I was feeling pretty good when we got off the air yesterday. He's playing this weekend. I feel a little worse after listening to him. Best guess, given what we know right now, does he play this weekend?
I don't think so. I think it's going to be a week of practice, but I think it's very encouraging for the following week.
So you think he's back for Carolina?
Yes.
Which, by the way,
I would put way more money on Carolina than I would Pittsburgh.
If he's back for Carolina, then me barking about why didn't they put him on IR and why... That they told you they thought he would be back for Carolina based on not placing him on PUP or IR. Mm-hmm. So if he's back for Carolina, I'll stand down on that. But I agree. It's encouraging for week four. I feel worse after hearing Gonzalez and his answers, especially not being able to answer straight up.
Yeah.
I'm focused on today.
Well, the other part of it, too, is like,
oh, I'm hoping to be out there. I should be out there. If everything goes right, I'll be out there. Like, you wouldn't even do that.
Well, also, you know, the practice distinctions that come out that the teams have to put out there, it's either you're a full participant, a limited participant, or you did not participate, right? And then, or just guys that have no injury distinction. But if you're limited, we don't know what you did.
You could have
stretched. You could barely be out there. Like, you have your helmet on. Like, yeah, he's limited.
You could stretch. I think if you're doing stuff on the side and nothing with the
that
team.
That doesn't count, right?
Right. And I know this because of McCaffrey leading into week one. McCaffrey was on the side but doing nothing. They had to list him as out of practice, but he was doing some things. So he was more active than that.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know if he was – we don't know what he was doing and what he wasn't doing. So you guys can discuss Christian Gonzalez. You feeling better about the direction of his return? Why wouldn't he elaborate on his injury? Should he have elaborated on his injury and provided some answers? Or does he owe us nothing? I know a lot of you feel that way. Again, you can discuss 617-779-7937. A reminder, Football Talk on WEEI presented by Paramount Plus. You can stream your local NFL game all season long, kicking off, Keith, with what it says here is a juicy Week 3 matchup between the Patriots and the Steelers.
I'd say juicy.
Pats are wearing the throwbacks. When I was joking about this earlier in the week, I didn't even realize it was throwback week.
I already picked them to win anyway.
I feel even better now. Good call.
Very strong.
So there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. And they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The throwback Steelers in their traditional uniforms. It starts at just $30 for your first year. That's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We talked about Gonzalez and his return. We'll get more into that. And do the Pats not have to worry about keeping Stephon Diggs happy? We'll get to that with your phone calls next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.